Yeah, so to round out the show, we had Crime Wave by Crystal Castles, and then that was just Stress by Justice. This has been Andres' Late Night Delights on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. Hope you all enjoyed my attempt at a spooky Halloween-themed set, and see you all next week.
Everyone, this is Allie, and I'm here today with Sasha. Eliza could not make it, but we are back, and we are listening to, and you are listening to Groupie Chats. This is Groupie Chats, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm just gonna kind of let what was playing continue because that was a great song. It was "People I've Been Sad" by Christine and the Queens, and then we will get started with our show. So enjoy that song while we cue up some of our music, and have a good 104 AM.
If I had the time to live over, would I find a way to get it?
I am apparently a liar, because what we were just listening to was not People I've Been Sad by Christine and the Queens. That was Little Fox by Heidi Berry, because this week we are going to be listening to a lot of Heidi Berry. By a lot, I mean like three songs, maybe four if we're feeling fancy. But if you don't know who Heidi Berry is, she was one of the people who was signed to 4AD in the 90s and makes insanely good folk rock music right now. She is like a lecturer at some music college in like Ireland or London or somewhere in the UK. I'm really good at geography, if you couldn't tell. But she does that. She went to university, like Chelsea College or whatever it's called. That's part of UAL, and actually studied visual arts. So she's also a visual artist, and she is insanely good and criminally underrated. So I would totally groupie for her, which is why we are playing her music today. Next up is Up in the Air, again by Heidi Berry, and please enjoy. Okay, so that was Up in the Air by Heidi Berry. And when I say she is criminally underrated, I mean, like, genuinely, it hurts my soul. She has 2,500 monthly listeners on Spotify. She should have way more than that. So if you're listening to this radio show, and I know there are people listening to this radio show, which is as surprising to me as it is probably to you and you're the one listening to this, you should go and you should add her songs to your, like, you should add them to your like songs on Spotify because she deserves so much more. And she was part of 4AD in their prime. She was part of This Mortal Coil. And I will be playing like the song that she sang on later. And it's such a good song. And basically, I'm obsessed with her. And you all should be obsessed with her. So anyways, the next song I'm going to be playing is from the same album as Up in the Air. The album is called Love. It was released in 1991. And it is called Bright as Day. So enjoy.
Mist around the moon, tissue paper clouds, blue and brown, now swirl above the opal town. They float like foam on ocean waves across the face of the moon. And now that ancient person stare is coming into sight, but there, now it's gone again. As a soft spray of rain begins, the trees are leaning in the wind. Well, maybe they're just reaching out to touch their branches to the moon. Something's lifted off of me, shrugged his shoulders, went away. Something's lifted up in me, sure.
Okay, and that was Time by Heidi Berry from the album Pomegranate, a Heidi Berry anthology, which has a lot of her good songs on it. So if you want to get started, that's probably the second album I would check out. I would check out Love first, just because that's my favorite album and holds a little special place in my heart. The next song I'm going to be playing is Till I Gain Control Again, the This Mortal Coil version, which was actually how I discovered her, because she is singing the beautiful, haunting, ethereal vocals on it, and it's an incredible cover of a song originally by Emmylou Harris, and has some of my favorite lyrics on it. It's just such a good song, and if you don't like this one, you'll like the original. If you don't like the original, you'll like this one, you know? So it's kind of a little bit for everything, but if you don't know what This Mortal Coil is, This Mortal Coil was like a band, like a collective that was formed by 4AD a while ago, back in their heyday when the Cocteau Twins were still signed to them, when Heidi Berry was still signed to them, and they basically would have different artists on their record label covering songs by mostly folk singers. So like that's why there's Emmylou Harris on there. They covered some Tim Buckley songs. They covered a ton of Big Star, which was what started my love for Big Star. So honestly, you can kind of trace all my music back to This Mortal Coil, which is a little bit embarrassing, but it's fine. We all had our middle school, I need to listen to a band where the name of the band is a reference to like Hamlet. We all had that phase, right? So, yeah, exactly. Yeah, Sasha's agreeing with me. She's sitting here agreeing with me. Yeah, yeah, this is like a very normal thing. But anyways, this is Till I Gain Control Again by This Mortal Coil, as sung by Heidi Berry. I only hope that you come. Okay, and that was Till I Gain Control Again by Hope by Heidi Berry. Whoa. Anyways, before we move on with this music, I have a quick ladder safety PSA to give. So, there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let it do-it-yourself project. Do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. Anyways, we're done with Heidi Berry for the night. We are not done with 4AD adjacent music for the night, but we are having a quick break from it. So the next song we're playing is Drop by Hope Sandoval and the Warm Intentions. You might know her as the lead singer of Mazzy Star, or from just being one of those people that those Instagram aesthetic pages like to post photos of. It's like all her and Faye Wong. So even if you don't know her music, you've probably seen her face or seen a photo of like her cropped body just because they like to do the outfits. But this is also a good song, and you should also listen to her music. So, I mean, hopefully you do already, but it's similar vibe. You know, nice transition. Thank you. Anyways, so this is Drop by Hope Sandoval and the Warm I keep saying Intentions. I know it's Hope Sandoval and the Warm Inventions. I literally see it in front of my eyes. This is Drop by Hope Sandoval and the Warm Inventions from her album Bavarian Fruit Bread. And again, that was Drop by Hope Sandoval and the Warm Inventions. Next up is After All by Mojave 3. Yes, every time I say a song, I need to say some weird trivia fact I know about it. So Mojave, Sasha's laughing because I do this when I do play music for my friends in the car as well. She said it's awesome and she loves it, so that means that you guys are stuck listening to it. The next song I'm playing is After All by Mojave 3. You might know them because if you know anything about shoegaze, you'll know about slow dive. And this was basically kind of like in the middle of slow dive when they took that long break. They were still making music and they're like, this does not sound enough like slow dive to release it under the slow dive moniker. So they came up with a new band called Mojave 3, and it was originally going to be called Mojave until they realized that was copyrighted. And so then they added the 3 at the end. So there's a little 3 just to spice it up. Anyways, this is After All by Mojave 3.
Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. The type of memories that turn your bones to glass. Turn your bones to glass. Mother came rushing in. Said we didn't see a thing. We said we didn't see a thing. And father left at 8, nearly splintering the gate. cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. The type of memories that turn your bones to glass. Turn your bones to glass. And though you were just a little squirrel, you understood every word. And in this way, they gave you clarity. A cold-blooded clarity. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Oh, how can I stand and laugh with the man redefined your body? How can I stand and laugh with the man who redefined your body? In those cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old
Okay, that was Cold-Blooded Old Times by Smog. I played a song by Smog last week, but this song is actually from his album Knock Knock, which he wrote in genuinely, like, I think it was a 7-day road trip that he took across the U.S. after he broke up with Cat Power, who's, I mean, if you don't know who she is, she's a really famous, like, indie singer-songwriter, alternative, I don't know, like, all those buzzwords that you just throw at female artists when they're, like, really cool. But basically, so he broke up with her and then wrote an entire album, and it's insanely good, and that song was on the album. So anyways, when I was going through Heidi Berry songs and deciding what to play, one of my favorite songs is 7 Minutes. And I was like, okay, it's 1 a.m. No one's going to listen to a 7-minute Heidi Berry song. They're going to fall asleep because they don't know who she is. So instead, I am now going to play for you 2 6-minute long songs, not by Heidi Berry, to really, you know, like, jazz it up a little bit. Yeah, I'm just talking to Sasha at this point, and she's laughing, so I'm doing my job. The next song is it's called Buzzin' Fly by Tim Buckley. Buckley, like Jeff Buckley, the guy who sang Hallelujah in Shrek. Not, maybe he wasn't singing in Shrek, but the song was in Shrek. But basically, this guy's, he's really cool because he was Jeff Buckley's father. They weren't super involved in each other's lives because Tim Buckley also died young, but they kind of had opposite music careers, where Jeff Buckley had this one album with, like, a single that did insanely well and everyone knows, and Tim Buckley released a ton of albums. They are all like, I mean, I love his music, but I also really love folk music, so that's probably why. But none of them did really well at all. He was, like, not super well known, and so it's really, like, but he released a ton of music, and he has a ton of albums, but I also found him through, basically, when I said that we were going back to 4AD, I meant it in that I found Tim Buckley because 4AD's biggest song was a cover of this song called Song to the Siren, and Tim Buckley was the original writer, singer, all those things of that song, and this is a different song by him called Buzz and Fly. So sit back, enjoy 6 minutes of this song, and I'm gonna go use the restroom.
New York name, and New York love is growing, Lord, I hold your life. I'll float away like honey in the sun. Was it right or wrong? I couldn't sing that song anyway. Oh, but darling, now I remember how the sun shone down and how it warmed your dream smile when all the love was there. You're the one I talk about, you're the one I think about everywhere I go. Sometimes, honey, in the morning, Lord, I miss you so, I miss you so, I miss you so. Mama, I miss you so,
Okay, again, that was Buzzin' Fly by Tim Buckley. Vance asked me to say this fun fact about Tim Buckley on air, so I will. Apparently, he had a quote-unquote sex funk period, which this is being read directly from Wikipedia page. This is not coming from my brain. But he, quote-unquote, alienated much of his hippie fan base with his previous two albums and his sexually frank lyrics. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this on air. I feel like I am, so I'm not saying the lyrics, and they don't seem that bad. But apparently he retained a cult following, which is important if he wants to have groupies like me. Shout out Vance, because he's very happy he got a shout out. So anyways, the next song we're playing is again 6 minutes long. Like I said, 2 6-minute songs, because I did not want to put you to sleep before, but I'm totally fine doing it now. This is Strength of Strings by Gene Clark. He was the lead singer of The Byrds, which was like a rock band in the 70s, I think. I'm not really sure, honestly. But the most important thing is this song was released under 4AD. So this is really just a 4AD groupie chat, which they honestly mostly will be, because best record label, it may be best record label. Warp Records is also up there. Also, whatever PC Music record label is. But this is like a really good record label. We haven't even started talking about the Cocteau Twins. Like, so much good music. Anyways, this is Strength of Strings by Gene Clark. Enjoy. Okay, and that was Strength of Strings by Gene Clark. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Groupie Chats. Again, this is Groupie Chats, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Tune in next week, Tuesday, at 1 o'clock in the morning. Maybe we'll talk about A.G. Cook. Maybe we'll talk about When Oatrix Point Never. Maybe we'll talk about Carly Rae Jepsen. Maybe we'll talk about My Simplest, because they're basically my groupies. Sasha's laughing at that, so I'm doing a good job here. She's laughing a lot at that, so... anyways, I'm gonna tune out for the night, but I hope you all sleep well. Go to sleep, because it's 2 a.m. And again, tune in next week if you want to hear more great, incredible, amazing, absurdly good music. Yeah, good night.